again today, and I'll be sharing with you some interesting facts about polar bears. For some reason, even though it's summer for me, but let's just get started. And ice melts, polar bears migrate within their individual home range. This will often range between 50,000 square miles to 135 square miles, or 129,499 square kilometers to 349,648 square kilometers. Though they have been known to travel as far inland as 124 miles or 199 kilometers from the shoreline, they mostly live close to or on the ice during the winter months. These beautiful bears can be found on the continents of North America and Eurasia, mostly around the north of the Arctic Circle. Although some polar bears have been spotted traveling as far south as Alaska and Hudson Bay, Canada. International Polar Bear Day is held on February 27th each year. An average polar bear can travel more than 1,800 miles or 2,896 kilometers in a year, migrating to follow a food supply. When traveling across on the ice, polar bears can jump over ice cracks as wide as 19 feet, or 5.8 meters. That's actually pretty incredible. Polar bears are the only bear species to be considered marine mammals, as they spend most of their time on the sea ice. This is actually a pretty common fact. Their skin is actually black. The only reason why they appear white is because their fur is translucent and reflects the light, making them appear white to the eye. Polar bears can swim continuously for hours and sometimes even days. And most people would think this is impossible if you aren't a fish, but because they have huge paws, they are able to use them as paddles as they hold their feet up like rudders to steer. This allows them to save energy, which means they can swim for longer without tiring. Although they spend about half of their time hunting for food, they are rarely successful. Quite often, a catch is less than 2% useful. When in water, polar bears can reach swimming speeds of up to 6 miles per hour or 9.6 kilometers per hour. Polar bears have hairy feet, but not just to keep them warm. The bottoms of their paws are covered in small hairs to help them have traction on the ice. Their main prey consists of seals and bearded seals, as well as smaller animals like birds. When needed, they will also scavenge carcasses, eggs, and vegetation. Polar bears are considered to be hypercarnivores, which means they have a diet that consists of more than 70% of meat. Have you ever heard of a growler bear or a pizzly bear? They were discovered after genetic testing in 2006 and are the nicknames for the grizzly bear-polar bear hybrid. These growler or pizzy bears are only birthed by polar bears and grow up living like a polar bear, but they have brown fur. The population of wild polar bears stands at around 26,000 as of 2019 and is divided into 19 subpopulations. Unfortunately, only one of these subpopulations is on the incline. 5 populations are stable and 4 are in decline. As for the remaining 9, it is uncertain. On average, male polar bears can weigh up to the same weight as 10 men. That's around 1,764 pounds, or exactly 800 kilograms. They can grow to around 9.8 feet or 3 meters long, making them the largest land carnivores in the world. Female polar bears are around half the size of male polar bears. Polar bears have an extremely strong sense of smell, and therefore they can smell their prey up to 0.6 miles or a kilometer away. They use this sense to locate the seal breathing holes in the ice. Polar bears will track down seal holes and wait by them until the seals rise out of them to breed and then attack. This is also known as still hunting. Polar bears can also detect if a seal is in the water, even if there is 3 feet of snow on top of the ice. And that's it for today's episode of the podcast, and I hope you learned something about polar bears here. And yeah, I'll be seeing you in the next episode. Bye!